Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Buffalo Field Campaign update from the field. Buffalo Field Campaign's third annual week of action went smoothly. Last week, we had an influx of 15 volunteers from Fort Collins, Colorado, and have had even more this week, so our lodge was full. Having extra volunteers in camp has made it possible for us to hit the agencies in charge of the bison slaughter on all fronts. Our presence in the field has been bolstered by a very successful protest by concerned citizens for the buffalo in Helena, Montana last week. A week-long hunger strike on the state capitol lawn was capped off by a rally with 40 people and giant buffalo puppets that circled the capitol and Department of Livestock offices. On the morning of Wednesday, March 20th, 26 buffalo left the safety of Yellowstone along the Madison River and made their way out to Horse Butte. The Department of Livestock seems to be holding off so far, perhaps because our numbers are high, but they will attempt to capture the herd as soon as they can. We are prepared and will take whatever action we can to keep the buffalo from the slaughterhouse. A big thanks goes out to all of our dedicated supporters who are helping to recycle toner cartridges for the buffalo. This program keeps roughly 1,065,000 pounds of raw material out of our nation's landfills annually. It's a creative way for people in communities across the nation to support the Buffalo Field Campaign, and it really is a win-win-win situation. The environment benefits, the Last Wild Buffalo benefit, and the Buffalo Field Campaign benefits, which means we can continue to advocate for the last wild buffalo, a national symbol, and protect them from slaughter, thanks to Renee and Quality Toner Cartridges. If you'd like to start collecting in your community, let Sue know at bfc-programs@wildrockies.org. That's bfc-programs@wildrockies.org. Or Buffalo Field Campaign Programs, P.O. Box 957 West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. That's Buffalo Field Campaign Programs, P.O. Box 957 West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. Donations are tax deductible and go directly to Frontline's work. Coming up is the Stampede for the Buffalo in Washington, D.C., April 4th. The Buffalo Field Campaign, the Endangered Species Coalition, the Fund for Animals, the Humane Society of the United States, and Defenders of Wildlife are proud to announce the upcoming Buffalo Stampede and Rally in Washington, D.C. Hundreds of marchers will don buffalo costumes and march through the nation's capital from the Department of Interior building at 14th Street and Jefferson Drive, past the Washington Monument, and to the Department of Agriculture building. The stampede is being organized to call attention to and stop the slaughter of the Yellowstone bison. The rally will start at 12 noon and commence at 1:30. Speakers include DJ Schubert of the Fund for Animals, Brock Evans of the Endangered Species Coalition, and Mike Mees of the Buffalo Field Campaign. To download a stampede flyer, please visit www.wildbison.org. That's www.wildbison.org. And for more information, contact the Buffalo Field Campaign, bfc-media@wildrockies.org, or call 406-646-0070. That's 406-646-0070. If you're on the East Coast and like to attend, call the Fund for Animals, their number 301-585-2591. That's 301-585-2591. The Buffalo Exchange is generously putting on a fundraiser for the Buffalo Field Campaign at their stores on April 20th. We are still looking for volunteers to help hand out information at the stores in various cities. For more information about the Buffalo Field Campaign, write to P.O. Box 957 West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. That's P.O. Box 957 West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. Or write to buffalo@wildrockies.org or visit the webpage at www.wildrockies.org/buffalo. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the bison defense.